Many employers in the U.S. are having trouble finding qualified workers as the country emerges from the pandemic. Spokane Valley manufacturing interests have decided one of the best ways to combat that is by developing their own workforce. On Monday, several companies welcomed 20 high school students for the first day of a production and manufacturing academy. Wade Larson is the HR director at Wagstaff, Inc. in Spokane Valley. His company is one of the academy's organizers, along with Greater Spokane, the East Valley School District, and Spokane Workforce Council.
A little over 2 years ago, I got together with the Manufacturing Consortium, and we recognized the need to develop labor, and if we saw what the pool was looking like, and we needed something more. I was invited to go see what Avista had done with their academy, 3 years ago, and I was challenged by Meg Lindsay, who was at the time with GSI, and she said simply, "What do you think? Can you pull this off with manufacturing?"
2 years ago, they did pull it off. Wagstaff and other manufacturing companies held the first annual High School Academy, a 40-hour-a-week, 4-week training session in engineering and production.
They're going to design their product. They're going to figure out how to manufacture 25, 35, even 50 of these products over the course of the academy. They have to connect with customers. They have to sell all these products. We put them from start to finish in a manufacturing environment where they have to work as teams and then as a company as a whole to sell multiple products in a somewhat of a competition scenario. But they have to work through problem solving, critical thinking, and production capabilities just like we do in the real world.
Larson says this year 70 students applied for 20 spots.
We asked them 4 questions. And those questions range in terms of what are you looking for in your career? Why would you want to come join us at the academy? What do you hope to get from it? What would be your contribution to the team? And you know, what do you hope to gain in life?
Because of the pandemic, this year's academy has been shortened to 3 weeks.
The kids come in, they have an awareness that they're going to have an experience, but they don't know exactly what experiences that they're going to have. They do not know what the products are. They don't know who their team members are, and they really do not have any idea what to expect.
They earn a stipend and a diploma. 2 years ago, 3 students were awarded 2-year scholarships to trade education programs.
We have spent 20 or 30 years telling kids that these are dirty jobs and bad jobs and terrible jobs.
And he says closing down high school vocational programs.
What we have not told these kids is that we have some incredibly good paying jobs. They can walk out of high school now because of dual enrollment with their associate's degree and start making $45,000 to $50,000 a year as a certified tradesperson. They can leave with their associate's degree even at age 20 if they take it a traditional route with minimal debt and start making $50,000 a year without overtime. That's before overtime with full benefits. That it's phenomenal. And within just a few years, they could be making far more money than those of us who took traditional 4-year college approaches.
Larson says schools and businesses need to give students from an early age hands-on opportunities to learn about manufacturing and open their eyes to careers that aren't in the public eye.
But we also need to share the success stories so that we can educate the parents. We need to change the conversation with the career counselors. We need to change the conversation with the instructors and with the parents to let them know these are great paying jobs. College is not for everyone, and we have a huge opportunity.
Wade Larson is the HR director at Wagstaff, Inc., one of the partners of the Spokane Valley Production and Manufacturing Academy. It will take place at East Valley and West Valley High Schools over the next 3 weeks.